This is Big Dreams Small Pockets, a business and lifestyle podcast where we take you on our journey of making our dreams a reality. Ashel is a full-time entrepreneur with a specialization in digital marketing, and Veli works a 9-to-5 job while managing her businesses on the side. If you want tips, tricks, and a good laugh, keep listening. Whether you're new or you've been listening from day one, we thank you for tuning in and ask you to share our podcast with your friends and business partners. Without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up?
It's Ashel and Veli.
And this is Big Dreams Small Pockets.
Episode 5. Woo!
Thanks for coming back here, guys. You know, welcome, listening to welcome. Us. Ooh, we got a lot in store for you. Are we doing updates first?
Yeah, definitely should.
Okay.
What have you been up to?
Why do I always have to start? All right, well, it's fine. For the most part, guys, I would say that my business has been, like, in a downward path for a little while. So right now, in between refinancing my life as well as, like, just trying to find extra income. So what I've been doing is looking for part-time positions. Not just any part-time positions, but just some things where I know I could still do my business and be comfortable and still have other things to do. You know, TaskRabbit is awesome, but I haven't been getting as many hit-ups as I wanted. And I don't know what it is. Maybe I messed up the algorithm or something, but for the most part, I'm just looking for part-time positions where I could keep up the pace at the same time, not lose my time. Because y'all know me, I love my sweet time. So I've been looking for remote positions, remote customer care positions. I did the thing that we talked about in, like, you know, season one with the you find stuff that objectives that the job wants and put it in white ink in your resume. Yeah. I've been doing that shit OD. Like, all my resumes that I have, and I have multiple resumes right now because I need, you know, each thing fits different positions. Mm-hmm. I've been putting the little white ink in every one of my resumes, and I've been getting a few hit-ups. I had a phone interview the other day and waited for them to get back to me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the census thing. For a lot of you guys who don't know, the census happens every 10 years, and they look for people. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know what? 28 an hour. Yeah, 28 an hour to knock on some doors in my neighborhood, because they always put you in your neighborhood. I'm just like, you know, why not? It's a very temporary position. It's only 8 weeks. And if they like you, then they bump you up to supervisor. If not, then, you know, no love lost. You got 28 an hour to do not much.
They also have some positions where you don't have to
go outside.
I was looking into those a couple months back, and they had a lot of them where they were working, well, out in Long Island, they were working indoors. Like, they were working in office settings.
Yeah. See, they offer those positions. Those would technically be the supervisor positions. Oh,
see, out here, they just offer those.
Yeah, wow. Too.
Yeah.
No, and the 8 weeks is technically the training for that position. Ooh. So after 8 weeks, you don't have to necessarily do anything, or you could do the supervisor stuff.
Anyways, guys, definitely check that out. That's great.
No, it's...
That's really good, especially for a temporary position.
Yeah, I haven't started it yet, but I'm excited because I know I need the extra cash. I plan on taking mad trips this year, guys. So I was like, this is going to be cool. Extra cash. The maximum you could work is 25 hours, like, in a week. So I'm like, you know what? I 25 hours a week I spend on Instagram, or I spend sleeping, or I spend doing random stuff. Mm-hmm. I could be making this. So, you know, I think it's awesome to do that. I'm still trying to get a third position. So if y'all know of anything, let me know. But right now, that's where I am business-wise. I still got a bunch of clients that we're going to talk about and get into. I got a new kind of partnership going on with a profit sharing contract that I want to talk to y'all about in
another episode or this one.
Whenever we get to it. But honestly, yeah, I've just been chilling, cooling. You know, I'm not taking my downward, like, shift at any type of way. Like, I'm not thinking about it as bad luck. I'm not discouraged at all. This is just a part of the journey and the process. Like, but it's been bad, guys. Y'all know what negative look like? Yeah, well, y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today if you don't know.
Honestly.
It's fine. I'm still in good spirits, and that's the most important part. You want to keep yourself happy, keep yourself hopeful. I'm very excited for, like, things coming up, like our live show.
Yes, that's what we've really been busy doing, preparing for the show.
Yeah. man. Just when you think you prepared, you still got shit.
You find out you have so much money.
What about you? Enough about me.
I don't know. You said that how you've been cool and chilling, but you just said so much. Let's talk about that. You said so much before you got to that cool and chilling.
I mean, yeah, well, that's my schmood right now. You know, we got to tell them what our schmood is. I'm not depressed. I'm not sad. I've just been cooling. Definitely shirking my responsibilities, but cooling.
I think for me, my mood, schmood, has been, I want to feel revitalized. Honestly, I've been going through it on a little, not more so in the financial aspect, but just in the mental and physical aspect, y'all. Mm-hmm. Your girl has been dealing with it. But I guess I should start on high or then go to low?
No, you could, whichever you want.
Go to low, then go high.
There we go.
Yeah. So my health has been in a decline, y'all. Let me tell y'all, I have not been going out. I haven't been doing anything besides working and going in bed because I've been in pain. For a while, I didn't know, sleeping. That's all I did for such a long time, just sleep, because I didn't know what was going on with my insides. I was throwing up constantly. I was losing a lot of weight. I was just getting so much stomach pain. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was ovarian cyst that burst. Then I thought that it was ulcers. And I thought the world. I didn't know what it was. Up to now, I still don't know what it was. I'm trying to, like, shift my diet. And when I say shift it, I still eat what I want when I want. I'm just eating a little bit more conscious about, you know, eating too much fried foods or eating things with too much acidic content.
Right.
So that's how I've been shifting. I've still been eating what I want to eat, but I've just been eating a little healthier. Not saying I was ever eating unhealthy, which was why I was so concerned as to why my health was in such a decline. But I did get an endoscopy recently, and I'm going to go see him, and hopefully that can get settled out. I haven't been working out, so honestly, I've been feeling like crap.
Yo, who you telling?
I have, yeah, because every time I go to the gym, I throw up. Or every time I think about going to the gym, I throw up.
Wow.
Literally every time I'm like, I'm going to go to the gym, I end up, and I'm on the phone with you. I'm always on the phone with you when I'm throwing up. For some reason, the past couple weeks, every time I was on the phone with Ash, that's when I threw up. I would be like, Ash, I think I need to throw up.
No, she's a very quiet thrower-upper, guys.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just throwing up in the toilet. You know, I'm like, well, I guess I can't go to the gym today, you know. So it's been a lot. I've been really focused on my health, to be honest. In terms of my business, Shivy Hair Care has been on mute. However, she is coming back when the podcast is launched.
Woo! Can't wait.
Yeah, so she is coming back, and she's coming back with a lot of new features, shall I say. I haven't been putting anything out there, advertising anything. I want to just show it rather than tell. Mm-hmm. Just because she's been quiet for so long, I want to come out and be like, bang, here are all these things. Not, hey guys, I'm back. This is what I have coming up. It's like, at this point, why are you back? You know, you have nothing to offer.
So
she's coming back with the podcast launch, which is really nerve-wracking because now I have to focus on that as well. And it's just like, oh.
No, we're not going to think about it as nerve-wracking. We're going to be excited.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, even when they were just in the room listening to us over the recording,
yeah, I was
just
cringing.
Like, why they listen to us.
I was
Please
cringing.
Get them out. I don't want them to listen to us. Like, I'm still nervous about the fact that people I know will be listening to this.
That's okay.
It's stressing me out.
Because that's honestly what the party was supposed to be. It's supposed to be us forcing ourselves to finally let people in, because this has been the world's best kept secret.
It has.
This shit has been.
And honestly, I love it this way, though. I really have no problem with it. Like, if someone happens to find it, okay.
Yo.
But the fact that we're out here, like, displaying it, it takes a lot of guts, in my opinion. And my guts, as you can see, we're not ready.
No, but that's okay. Like, I want people to know that it's okay to not be ready. Like, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be the best in the world, but it's something that we decided to do, you know?
I think if it's something... Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's cool.
I think if it's something that we started and we told everyone when we started, it will be different. But the fact that we just started, did it, kept on going.
Yo, no, I like it.
It's been
I like it this
year.
Way. It's unique.
I'm like, what?
It's unique. Like, I like it this way. Like, because honestly, I wasn't ready to show nobody. I was
embarrassed. I'm still not.
I'm not, but I'm forcing myself to, because I feel like we're giving out so much good stuff. Stuff that I know is relatable to everybody we know. So
yeah.
I think it's time. I think
at
it's
this
time
point
that
it's
we
happening.
Share it. Yeah, no, it's already happening.
Like, it's happening.
The
that's
invitation
really
is
what
out.
I say.
The save the date is out. That's nothing we can do.
And by the time you guys are listening to this, it already have happened. So now you're just listening to me saying, shut up, girl. That was great. Thank you.
No, seriously. Oh, my gosh.
But on another high.
I got into grad school, guys. Woo! So I'm going to school full time too.
On top of everything, I'm now going to school full time. I'm really excited. I'm going to school to become a licensed mental health counselor. Ooh. So I can be a therapist. And I can be a traveling therapist. And I can help people bring awareness to mental illness all over the world, especially in places where it's not looked at as mental illness. Mm-hmm. I just want to continue to share the importance of, you know, taking care of your mental health, like proper mental health hygiene. And then, you know, once I'm done with this, I'm on to the next level of schooling. So honestly, I'll just be in school for a while.
That's really okay.
You're gonna be a professional student.
Yeah. That's fine.
So that's what's going on with me. I'm working. I am doing school full time now. I'm doing the little part time position and big dreams, small pockets.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah.
And I wanna get gym back into it. Like, I really wanna get my gym routine back into it, because now I really don't feel whole.
You know, the thing about gym for me is just I took time away from it, mm-hmm. because I knew that there was something wrong with my body, but now I feel like I'm too comfortable not doing it.
Really?
It's been mad long. Every time I go to the gym, they be like, hey, stranger. I'm like, this, you know, I don't need that energy.
Yeah.
I don't need that energy. You know? Yeah, I know I'm not here, and I know I'm paying for y'all. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's like, I realize that the gym makes me feel good. Not just about my outside self, but my inside self. Like,
it
makes me feel so good. And not doing it, I feel like something's missing. Because one, I'm unhappy with my body because I lost so much dang weight. Yeah. I wasn't thick to begin with. So the little piece of pound I have, I really could have used. You know, now I lost it and I'm, you know, whatever. I'm gaining it back slowly but surely, you know. But two, it's a way to get out a lot of frustration. It's a way to just, I like it. I feel good after I do it. And it's natural energy for me. I don't drink coffee, so that me working out in the mornings is like, that's what makes me extra happy, extra hype.
Right.
You know,
right.
My boss made a joke at work because I was like, I haven't been working out. She goes, that's why you haven't put in the daily quotes.
Wow.
And I'm just like, you know what? You're right. I don't have the energy to do that. Because, yeah, like, I would just naturally do it.
It's not an equilibrium.
Yeah, no. No the gym. For y'all. No positive quotes for y'all today. I didn't work out. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. No, that's why she didn't take my positivity. That's why. That's okay. Yeah. We're going to get ourselves back in there, because that pool, it did wonders for my muscles and joints. Ooh. And I have a terrible sleeping system. Well, I don't want to say terrible. I have, like, not good sleeping, like, situation right now. So my body needs to be constantly moving, constantly in fluidity. Mm-hmm. It needs to constantly have that yoga, like, that practice. Otherwise, I'm going to get stiff and rigid. So I'm definitely going to put that back into my routine.
Yeah.
This is an accountability thing, honestly. Jack, don't laugh at me.
I was looking at him like, do we need to help him?
He don't believe me. We was just...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do we need to help him?
We was just talking about this the polite cough.
The silent choke.
If you choking, you better make it known.
I tried so hard, and I was just looking at him like, do we need to stop?
No, this is fine. Say hi to everybody, Jack. He in here.
Anyway. Might as well.
Popping, we out here.
That's right.
High Flab Studios.
Thanks again.
All right, let's get into this topic. Yeah. That was a long introduction. Now you know what we're up to. We're all caught up to date.
Yeah.
Today's topic, we are talking about the theme of ruthlessness in businesses. And
yes.
Do you need it to thrive as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as just a person in society?
Yeah.
You know,
because
you don't need to be in business to
have like that cutthroatness in you. Honestly, there's pros and cons to it. I guess we're going to get into it. It's just, there's different variations of it. So if you think that you need it, if you don't need it, if you want to stay away from it and how to, like, survive in that environment, we're talking about it.
Yeah. So my general idea when you asked me that question when we were on the phone, I was just saying how yes and no. There are certain things you need to do as just a person where, you know, sometimes you do something and someone else is going to get hurt or burned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either I do something that can benefit me and someone else get hurt, or I don't do something to push myself forward and they go about their business.
Right.
But on this, like, you can't always please everyone, and sometimes people are going to get hurt even when you do something good. Sometimes you can do make a good decision, but it ends up hurting someone else, mm-hmm. you know? So I was asking, what do we specifically mean by ruthless? Are we purposefully going at someone?
I was about to say, that's exactly what, like, I feel like you trying to better yourself, it shouldn't be considered ruthlessness, because at the end of the day, you're not consciously looking to undercut somebody okay. else. I feel like ruthlessness is me knowing, oh, yeah, I
got purposely doing
yeah, that. Like, I got the scoop that they about to drop this product. We going to drop our product 3 months sooner with better colors or something like that. You know, like, it's just something that's...
I mean...
You see? That's that thin line.
Yeah.
That's that thin line.
It's situation-based for me. And it's also... If I'm doing it with a really bad intention, like if I'm really, like if I got,
what's the bad intention? You get more sales than the company.
Yeah, like I would do that if I find out. If I can, I would.
Yeah,
see, but honestly, yeah,
that's not a bad intention. That's you actually being a smart business person.
And sometimes you just happen to be on the short end of the receiving stick.
Yeah,
that is how it is in business.
Yep,
you know, and that's why they say you can't take it personal.
Exactly, but it's so hard to.
Yeah, because a lot of times you put yourself in that business.
Yeah.
If that business fails, or if you take a major loss, if the business take a major loss, you take a major loss, and
yeah.
that's where I think the ruthlessness come in, especially if it's a major company versus a small family owned company. You know,
right.
ruthlessness is, did you have to buy out that lot and just kick them out? Could you have gone
yeah.
elsewhere? You know,
see, that's an example. I would say for stuff like that, that's an example of real ruthlessness, like within your company. Because some people are ruthless when it comes to other people, like competitors. But when
yeah.
you're ruthless within your own company, I feel like that's concerning. Let's
yeah.
say like you have to make a bunch of layoffs and you don't consider your employees at all. You know, layoffs have to happen, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to try to accommodate them in any way, shape, or form, then it's like, wow, these people have been working for you for 40-plus years.
Especially with no warnings, no preparations. You just
boom 401k
factories,
gone.
Yeah.
Retirement gone. Like, things like that, I feel like, are so hard to deal with, even though business owners have to deal with it on a daily basis.
That's true, because there's always two sides to the story.
Yeah.
And with the people who have to make the layoffs, they're getting, you know, told to lay off on the other hand. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's... I mean, honestly... In the grand scheme of it, when you think about it in a business term, it's ruthlessness is going to happen, and sometimes you don't even realize you are ruthless.
Yeah, that's when I feel like it's not. That's not the word we should be using, because
like
when you don't, when you're not exactly. See, if you're doing it in terms of like the sharks or something like that,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, you're doing a smart business move. Whereas we can, people nowadays call it ruthless because they don't really get the mindset of it.
You know what I want to talk about regarding that?
Mm-hmm.
The whole Amazon in Queens.
Yeah.
Like, that is, we spoke about that.
Briefly. We touched
on it. We spoke
about
it in the past episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Amazon in Queens. Now, was that Amazon being ruthless with when they wanted to put up their warehouse there? Or... You know, were we just not looking at it at that from that point of view? You know, looking at it from the small local shop's point of view, maybe it's ruthless. Not maybe, it is ruthless, because you're a big business. You're trying to come in and
mm-hmm.
take up space.
Yeah, you're going to take down all the electronic stores,
yeah.
all the mom and pop stores. Like, it would just be a dub for
That's
all
just
people.
Ruthlessness. But on the same hand, when we stepped back last time, when we looked at how many jobs it actually could have provided, was it necessarily ruthless?
Right. You also have to consider the type of people it would have been hiring. Like, the people that would have lost their jobs were 40-year-old, 50-year-old people
mm-hmm.
that are in their positions already. Amazon is looking to hire 25-year-olds, 28-year-olds, people that
mm-hmm.
are tech savvy, know the business, have that push. You know,
yeah.
I feel like it would have been a different kind of a loss.
That's true. So that's the pros and cons. It's like, you can see the good it could have done,
mm-hmm.
but you also understand where the ruthlessness comes from.
I feel like, me personally, my opinion of it is the word shouldn't be ruthless, because at the end of the day, what's ruthless to one person may not be ruthless to another.
Yeah.
Because thinking about it just in the lens of business, like, yeah, you always want to be a good person. You always want to keep your morality in check. You always want to make sure what your values are, they push upon your business as well. But some things can further your business that other people may not understand or may not get. I want to use the example of Apple. Okay, are we name dropping? Can we name drop? Yeah, I guess cool.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. So yeah,
I want the fruit company.
The half bitten fruit. No, so Apple. Really, I love using the example with Apple because it just makes sense that they are like. The word around them would be technically ruthless because of what they're doing with their phones and stuff like that. They have a huge, big tech company. They don't pay any taxes. All their money is overseas. You know, people don't like Apple, but we love to support these guys. Everybody got an iPhone. Everybody got the AirPods. How did that happen? Because they decided to take away the accessibility of having headphones. So now, not only is it a trend to have like, this is not an attack on you, by the way.
No, I'm it's
like,
fine. I know you love my AirPods. Exactly. I don't feel no sense of weight. That is great.
But this is basically, it's kind of like a class thing as well. It makes people feel like, oh, if I don't have AirPods, I'm not in this bracket. I'm not in this group of people.
That's Apple as a whole, yo.
Yes. That's what they make Apple you is feel. A community. They make you feel like FOMO. They make you feel like, oh, man, I'm missing out. I should be in this. I should be doing this. But what they did was they created a problem and sold the solution. They literally decided to take away the accessibility for the headphone jack for all Apple products after like a certain year. Was it 2018 or something like that, whenever it came out? And decided to sell their own version of wireless headphones. And the look is proprietized. Everything about it is licensed. So, like, nobody else's stuff can look like that. And it's like, yo, this is crazy. Now they basically took away the choice for the consumer.
Yeah, I was just about to say, they made it the new standard.
Exactly.
Like, headphones are headphones. Can't nobody take away a good pair of headphones.
Apple.
No, you know what? Driving in my car, my Bluetooth, with the Apple AirPods, you can hear the driving outside.
Yeah.
So when I'm recording, because, you know, I'm driving, I can't text. I'm recording a message to a friend. You can hear the driving outside with my headphones when I plug it in. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So I still use my headphones.
Great.
But, you know, they made it such a standard where it's, like, I feel like headphones are slowly becoming obsolete. Slowly,
yes.
But surely. Like, everyone still uses them. But Apple said, you know what? We're going to really start it. They were wireless headphones prior to the AirPods.
Of course.
Just not at their level. Not at their just two little pieces of air things you just shove in your ears.
And I feel like what they did also was kind of make it a big statement. Like, because other wireless headphones, of course, they were out. But we had the option to use them or not. For Apple, it's either you get the AirPods or you find a way to make your headphones work with their stuff. Because you can buy a jack or you can have that little jack, but that once it's gone, you have nothing. You can't use regular headphones with Apple products anymore. So I feel like that's what they did. And in that mindset, it's like the best, smartest thing to do for business-wise because they created their own lane.
They put a gate around everything.
Yeah.
It's a gated community. Apple is a gated community.
Is that ruthless? Like, is that, that's like, you know.
But you know what? I don't necessarily think the act of that is ruthless because, like you said, they created their own lane. I really don't think it's ruthless. They created the lane of community. They took away your options. They said, listen, if you want to be a part of this community, these are the accessories you need to use. You can't be outside of this community using our shared pool.
No, you
can't.
And honestly, you can't. As a consumer, it really frustrates me. The best iPhone, I will always say, was the 6S because you could do whatever you want with it. I still had my privacy. They didn't have none of that fingerprint shit. Like, I just feel like they're just... You know, I don't know, guys. I'm a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but I don't like that fingerprint stuff.
Oh, yeah. I
use it. And then the fact that once you pick up the phone, it feels when you pick it up, so it turns on bright. Like, all that stuff, it just, for me as a consumer, it's frustrating because it's like, man.
I didn't want this.
But I did it. And now I'm forced into it. And it, not to mention the price. I'm leasing a phone now. Not even like, you know, I'm financing a phone. So for me, it's ruthless in my mind as a consumer because I have to pay $180 plus for these headphones.
You don't have to do nothing.
But if I want to be in the team,
yeah, you pay for the access, honey.
Yeah, like I gotta pay $180. God forbid you lose a headphone because they don't.
You might as well just buy a new pair.
There's no Apple Care for the headphones. They don't give you that.
No,
and they know you're gonna lose that little piece of headphone. So it's like,
you know, I lost the whole headphone.
Oh, gosh.
I threw it away, guys.
Oh, gosh.
I threw away my AirPods. And I wasn't... First of all, I didn't buy them. So I wasn't buying a second one. I patiently waited until somebody gifted it to me.
Yo.
I went back to headphones and I had not one complaint. Who was I to spend another $180?
Nope. I don't even know if that's the price. I bet you it's more
expensive. No, now it's cheaper because they have the newer version. And a newer version apparently is amazing. But once again, who am I to be buying that?
No, but you see, that's my point. That's another thing they've mastered. Releasing other stuff and making the other things feel obsolete. Now it's like, look down. Yes.
Apple. AirPods feels great.
Listen, when they release the next version, then I'm three, feel a little way. You're going to start feeling a way.
Maybe I should update.
People make me feel a way for still having a 7. I kid you not. And I look at them like they're silly.
You tried it.
Because unless they're giving me $1,000.
To do the same thing you're doing right now.
Yeah.
To literally do the same thing you're doing right
Listen,
now.
Listen, I don't have the space bar camera in the back.
That's okay.
My hands aren't overextending. It still take pictures, right? Oh, it do.
It's oh, it not still make calls?
It do.
You texted me today, right?
I did.
Oh, wow.
No, honestly. Like, people forget what the phone was supposed to be for. But I just feel like the whole embodiment of that company, they have a really good way of one-upping everybody and everything, even down to the taxes.
Even themselves. They one-up themselves, like you said.
Yep.
Oh, you still have last year's version of what we put out? How dare you?
My favorite commercial from them was, if you don't have an iPhone, you don't have an iPhone. I was like, who marketed this?
That is that.
Who was the marketing head for this campaign?
They said what they said.
They said what they said.
And they meant it.
That was lit.
That was it.
Yo, I was like, nah, like this.
Who are you telling them about them? Oof. You don't have an iPhone?
You don't have an iPhone.
That's it.
Like, well, damn, now I gotta get one. Like, that's it.
I'm telling you, they're a gated community. They started it with making sure each device paired to the other.
Yep.
And they just kept on adding onto the features. And you know the funniest thing? It's the simplest of changes. It is the simplest of changes. It's just like you said, their marketing is what gets you.
Yeah.
Because to be completely honest, my phone this year from my phone last year, I'm still doing the same thing. So what am I really paying for? The extra cameras? I don't know the difference between which cameras clicking at what point, to be completely honest, you know?
No,
but I like it though.
Exactly.
I like it.
It's honestly, I feel
I'm
like
keep getting it.
All the complaining we're doing, we're not about to sit here and act like we don't love Apple. No, I'm holding my iPhone right now. got the iMac at home. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to tell you that it's not something for us to use. I'm just saying that the way they've structured their business is something you could model for yours.
Yeah.
Or you can see it as cutthroat, because I feel like these people are ingenious.
Yeah, I don't see that as cutthroat at all. Like,
as a consumer, I say it's cutthroat.
For us.
Yes. But as a business person, I would say, yeah, this is something this is that smart. You can model.
But
this
you
is...
know what? I'm also a conspiracy theorist as well, so I think that how they done implanted something in me. We're just waiting. We're soldiers, a part of this secret digital army.
Girl, that's a whole nother... We're not even going to get into it, because I have a whole theory on this. I could write a book for y'all, honestly. I'm not going to do that. Well, I would have. It's going to come out later.
Right. Give us a little bit first.
I wanted to briefly discuss recent events. Unfortunately, if you guys are listening to this after it's been released or whatever, this is in February for us when we're recording it. God rest his soul. Kobe has passed away. And I just wanted to discuss what that meant business-wise.
Wow. That was a business boom.
Yeah.
To be honest. And from the minute he passed, I think we both wanted to tell each other, like, this is going to be a huge thing in business. Like, people are upselling, upcharging everything.
Yeah, and I feel like they tried to limit it because Nike came out with something
they
few
stopped
weeks
it.
Ago.
They stopped the sales.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They halted all sales. They pulled everything and waited. Just because they knew people were going to buy and resell at such a higher value.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's... I don't want to say that that's ruthless. I feel like that's just... It's like, to a normal person that doesn't do business, they would think that that's kind of messed
up.
Like, you know, that's like, why are you capitalizing on this
off
man's
of
death?
Yes.
In a business mindset...
That's smart. That's business.
This is the time to do it.
This is business.
This is when your profit margins will skyrocket. This man, this legend, is not here anymore.
Things can't be created.
Everybody is looking to find his jersey, to get his sneakers, to get something of him, a piece of him. just to remember him by. Like, I'm sure the same thing happened to Michael Jackson.
Of course.
I'm sure the same thing happened to Whitney Houston. All of those things. But when you think about it from a business standpoint, this is the perfect time to do it.
You can't. When will you do it? That, and on top of it, you know, people also creating more clothing with his name on it.
Absolutely.
You know, artists are now creating Rest in Peace Kobe, yep, and Gianni,
yep,
and all the other lives that were lost. You know, designs and all these things.
No, and the murals. Money.
Yeah.
The murals that people are like just painting outside and stuff
right.
like that.
The murals are good, but it's a way to gain attention.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, definitely branding.
So that's
like,
business.
It's bringing,
you know,
people to that area.
Exactly. So, yes, it may seem ruthless because you're, like she said, capitalizing off of this man's death and people are still grieving and all of that. It's understandable. But once again, you have to repeat, business is business.
Yeah.
They're not doing it from a place of, yes, yes, he's dead. No, it's a thing. This is unfortunate, but I've got a business to run. How can I make money off of this situation?
Yeah.
And sometimes it sucks. Like, it sucks seeing it, but it's a smart business move. You
yeah.
know, if I was a person and I was a Kobe fan and I had multiple of Kobe items, I'm not gonna lie to you, I will be sad selling his shirt on eBay for a couple hundred. I will wipe
a couple
my
hundred.
Tears
them things
with
is like
the money I care. You know, I'm like,
no,
I'm saying it from a business standpoint of like, this can generate profit. Like,
I just feel like
I would save one at least. You
I was
know?
About to say, like, I feel like if you really thinking about this in the long haul, things are always better when they're aged, when they're
yeah.
fermented, when they're aged, when they're just not in current events.
No, so I said a couple.
Yeah.
Save one for now. Save one for
yeah.
me and one for me.
Because if you think it's worth $1,000 right now, wait 15 years. Wait 20 years. Pass that down to your friend, your son, your whoever. That thing is going to be worth a lot of money, even up to,
especially since he's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, and that the fact that he's gone now, so it's gonna be it has the potential to be in museums, in anything.
It does, but on the same hand, it's not the end for people producing these things.
Oh no,
people are
yeah.
still gonna be producing it. So on that same hand, you have to watch and see how the value is going. Watch and see how they're making over, like remaking his jerseys.
Yeah.
If you have a specific thing that they don't make anymore, because a lot of his shoes will be remade.
Mm-hmm.
They will release. There's a company with you know, a check on it that is talking all the talk they want, but they're probably
at this point.
But they're probably like gonna resell. Know. You know, they're probably gonna resell. You know, his shoes, re-release it just as they re-release their other sneakers.
Absolutely.
Years
they're
later.
They're waiting.
They're going to do it.
They're waiting. And you
exactly.
know what I'm waiting
so,
for? I'm waiting for the flashback commercial.
Because mm-hmm.
that's how you reintroduce. If I was in
yeah.
the marketing team, I would reintroduce it with all
a
of
throwback.
His...
throwback, yeah.
Yeah, all of his best shots. All
mm-hmm.
of his whatevers. And him talking to an announcer after
right.
winning one of his rings. If I was a marketer, just saying, I am, but you know.
For that company.
You'd have to let me know if y'all using this or not. But like, I would want them to portray everything that was good
of
about
course.
Him.
Of course. You have to touch the feelings. You
yes.
got to get the feels again.
But you got to wait for him to be kind of, not forgotten, but not as hot as he is right now. You
need at least a year.
A year?
At least a year. And I say at least a year because... when you go, oh, it's only been a year. No, oh, that was a year ago? Wow.
Yeah.
That was fast.
You need to feel nostalgic
yeah.
about it. That's,
so it needs to be at least
so
a
Nike
year.
Not putting nothing out until they're people are just kind of like,
moving
oh,
on.
Man.
Yeah, until we fully moved on.
It's already been how long?
Right.
Dang.
That's wild.
Yep.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, it's an example of how businesses can be ruthless, but businesses are businesses. And I think when it depends on what angle you're looking at it
right.
because a lot of people who are, you know, successful in the business industry, when they get one-ups, they don't really take it personal.
Some people do
but you know, it depends, like on a strictly business aspect. It's not like if they went after you because they know who you are and they're trying to out-top you, but if
right.
they just happen to get one up, it sucks, but they just think about how they can go above that other person. You know,
right.
they kind of keep it pushing and moving on because they know that's how it works in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to push fast and hard.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's honestly something I would say that is a good tip for if you're already in the environment of being in cutthroat. If you know your competition is like that, ready to push fast and hard and just like kind of leave you in the dust, I would for sure say that you getting the inside scoop on them, learning their research, looking into what they did in the past, and trying to see what didn't work for them and see if you could use it in your business, I think that would be really smart.
I feel like that's the influencer business, the business of being an influencer. You, first of all, with the comedians, the online comedians, one person put out a joke, you're trying to stay original, then you have other people stealing your content. And
yeah.
Like, you get upset, like, how dare you steal my content? That's business, baby. Like, yeah. I figured out a way to make it funnier.
Exactly.
You know? So you're always pushing to be the one to either create. So, for example, there's this Instagram comedian, not going to say her name, but she catches every major incident. Like, when Beyonce dropped Ivy Park,
she
dropped her own rendition of it. And I think a day later, max, when,
no, you the know, internet is fast.
Yeah,
guys.
When she, when some major fight happened, she was recreating it. Like, she recreates stuff on the dime because that's what you have to do. You have to be constantly moving. If you want to be in a business that's,
stay relevant.
You know, yeah, if you want to be in a business like a social media business.
Where the attention span is so quick.
In the tech, you know, in the trading, a lot of these things are, they move by the minute. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they move by the second. And this is not a, like, business these days, you can't sleep, especially when you're first up and coming. You really can't sleep. I'm talking all the talk I want. I sleep so much. Maybe that's, that's why I should be here, because I'm a break.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you really can't sleep in the sense is when you're relaxing, someone else is working.
Yeah.
And that's just the honest truth about it. Don't get mad about it. Just either do it or don't.
Or hire someone to do it for you.
Right. You better hire someone today, not tomorrow. Once again, still haven't hired our personal.
We getting a virtual assistant, guys. This is not a game.
Right.
This is us. You guys keep us honest, please. Keep us accountable. We need a virtual assistant. They're not expensive.
Yeah, but honestly, I look at Ruthless in both sides. But at both sides of the story, and I also look at it from, you know, did you have to do this to make your business better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was this an action that you needed to take? If not, if you knew that you didn't need to take this step, if you didn't need to close this specific store down, but you just wanted to, knowing that you're going to be costing, you know, other people a meal, a paycheck, you know, that's ruthless. And that's just downright mean. And I really don't like mean people.
But it happens.
But
it legit happens.
If you're just handling your business and this is what you got to do to get yourself forward, and you're not doing it to hurt anyone else, but you're just doing it to just get yourself forward, then okay. Because sometimes people really do make moves where they don't need to make that move. You don't have to do this specific thing, and you can still advance at a certain level. You're just doing it to be, you know, an asshole at that point. You know, I've seen people make asshole decisions where you can step right instead of stepping left, but you just choose to step left to be an asshole.
Right.
You know, there are certain people who are willing to put down another business to get themselves up there instead of working on getting themselves up there.
Right.
On their own. You know, like, you didn't have to step on that business toes. You chose to, you know? That's where I see more so the ruthlessness. If I'm doing me and I'm and I'm, you know, being successful and I'm propelling forward, and I just so happen to, other people just so happen to get hurt by me, I apologize, yes. But on the same hand, I'm honestly just trying to be a good business owner. And I'm, you know, I'm not doing it with any negative intention.
Right.
Rather than me intentionally hurting you or trying to stop food from going in your mouth. For me, that's really the big, you know.
I feel like that comes from the, just in my community, in my experience, I feel like that comes from the crabs in the barrel kind of thing. Where it's like, you can't really call it ruthless, but at the same time, it's like, did you have to do that? Like, you deciding that, oh, this person's doing exactly what I'm doing, just in a different way. Let me try to one-up them.
Well, no, you're being a business person, but my thing is if you're intentionally...
Yes, like, be intentional.
Really?
Because this is personal. This is us. I'm talking small business-wise. Don't even think big. I'm talking about, like, us right now. You see somebody else that you don't know them, or there could be a perfect stranger to you.
Okay.
But you guys are doing the same exact type of thing.
Selling t-shirts.
Yeah. Y'all selling t-shirts, and you're just like, this person got t-shirts out. I got t-shirts out.
Let me sell long sleeve t-shirts. That's just being a business owner. My thing is,
I'm talking about modeling what they're doing in a way that you know would be intentionally one-upping them personally. It's like, I feel like that's like the crabs in the bear thing, where we feel like we all can't eat. We all got to be, you know, keeping our stuff quiet or secret, or we all got to be like not helping or not sharing. I feel like stuff like that is really interesting, because you can you can, I can see myself not necessarily like disrespecting another company that's doing what I'm doing, but for sure one-upping them. Like, well, for yeah. sure. Like, I'm going through your website to see what you have and what you don't have. I'm going through your social media to see what you post and what you don't post. I'm doing my whole due diligence to You're make sure that my stuff is better than your stuff. And I feel like it's like, dang, it's so hard. And it's like, I follow this one girl. This is like really bad. But I follow this one girl who's doing the exact same type of thing I'm doing. And I'm just like, she's not doing this, I can do this. She doesn't have this yet, I can do this.
But that's business, though.
That's what I'm saying. For a regular person, that seems like it's, like, petty.
It's, see, now, my thing is, if you were deliberately trying...
This is me deliberately. I'm telling you, I'm deliberately trying like, to have a better business but
you're not,
than her.
You're not bad-talking her business. You're not trying to put down her business. Yeah, you're not trying I would never. Necessarily pull the food out of her mouth. You're
but just is that a bad thing? Plate. Because we see commercials nowadays that these say Twitter the other guys.
That's what the Twitter is for now.
Yeah.
That's what these food Twitters is for.
Oh, my God. We're not going to get into how hilarious the Twitter war is for
food. I think
food
we did.
We touched on it.
It's still extremely funny.
Yeah. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I see so many insurance commercials with, we're much better than the other guys. Why? Because we don't have this, this, and this, and this. Like, and some people might say that that's petty.
So then I guess maybe it's at the level, depending on which level you're doing that at.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the bigger food brands, or just the bigger brands in general, it's funny for us. The little guys are like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You know, because for a long time, that wasn't the marketing.
Right.
But that's just good marketing now. They see that people respond more to direct hits. Like, oh, y'all actually taking shots at each other.
You see?
They see people respond more to that. So now they're like, all right, let's, you know, market around that.
So that's when I feel like the ruthlessness could be also a good thing.
Yeah,
it's creating buzz for you and the other person,
right? Because now you want to see what
now what I want to know it. What that's referring to, you know.
So
now I want to.
I think it's
more so
for smaller businesses where it's like, okay, I'm not about to shit talk your company to make my company better
because that looks bad.
Not even because it looks bad, it's because I feel like I don't need to do that.
Right.
Do I believe in my product enough
to
not have to shit talk you?
Right.
You know? Because then it kind of goes back, because if I'm shit talking my competitor, it goes back to what you were saying the last time is, oh wait, I don't think you said it on the podcast. We were just talking where you said, why can't we be competitors and friends?
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm shit talking you, I'm not about to sit at the table and kiki kaka with you. I'm not, you know?
And it happens every time. Can I tell you about these business events? These people know that they don't like each other. Hello,
like it's business
the
world.
It's yo, but I'm that's the real world.
I'm not about to do it. Like yeah, business. You
that's the real world. You see somebody you don't like, that's but you work. Gotta be cordial. Yo, that's that work smile. Hi, how you doing? Voice. When you go back to your office, bitch.
Let me tell you what this fucking asshole said to me.
Yo,
she said good morning. Like, how dare her? You think I want her good mornings?
Yo, it's the dumbest thing you be getting mad at. No, but the cattiness, it comes with it. Whether you're in business or just in regular real world, like, that's it comes with it.
Yes. So it's ruthless in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah, I don't think the word should be ruthless.
Cutthroat?
I don't even think it should be cutthroat, because I like it.
I don't know.
I like it. I like the competitiveness. I like the, she just did that. Ooh, I love it. I love all of it. And I feel like nowadays it's actually a social topic.
But you see, I just think that's just good business.
Exactly.
Feel like
ruthless. But you're different because you're a business mindset. We got to think objectively.
But I'm like, when I think of ruthless, I think of just someone really just...
Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, like someone really...
There's people doing Bernie Madoff stuff right now and not in jail for it. You know?
Of course. Madoff got Bernie Madoff.
Like, you know?
Somebody made off with his funds too.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Murdoch. That's what it was? Murdoff? Madoff? Is it Madoff?
Madoff?
Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the biggest? It's the biggest that we know of.
Right, that we know of. Because right. There's some that's happening right
First
now.
First of all, I'm sipping from one of them huge pyramid schemes. Honestly.
One day we're going to have to talk about the marketing plan of Popeyes, because that is hilarious.
All right, guys. Do you have any last minute tips?
Not really. I would say for sure, guys, if you are applying to positions right now, I love ZipRecruiter. They have one tap, one button apply applications. So I've been using that. It's been a godsend to me because I'm very lazy. After you initially apply, you don't really got to do much else. So if you are applying to jobs right now, part-time positions or whatever, it's very simple.
You prefer that over Indeed?
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I on the other hand, would recommend all of them. Just dabble around. Even dabble in LinkedIn. You know, a lot of us create it, but we forget about it. You know, really get into it.
Yeah.
Just get into all of them. And like how Ash found hers with ZipRecruiter, you might find yours in somewhere else. But... oh, yeah, and on to that. Also, go on the actual website. I think I mentioned this in the past. Go on the actual website. Please stop just applying for a job online through a company, just like a job site, and not actually going on the company. Because I tell you, I apply twice, if possible. Once on my, you know, job site, and second time on the actual company. I don't know who's checking my stuff first. I don't know who's getting my resume first, but somebody getting it. And if you don't get it now, you won't get it later.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely. Good luck on everyone's job search. You know, if you got to be ruthless, be ruthless, I guess.
Honestly, I support it. That's just me, though.
Just have a competitive drive, but don't purposefully step on necks. If it happens, it's going to happen. But you don't have to laugh about stepping on their necks.
I say step on necks, but don't be surprised if it happens to you.
Yes, 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 yes. Step on next if you're, you know,
if you're about
ready
that.
To get your neck stepped on as well.
If you're about
can
it.
You accept it?
Yeah. All right. Don't dish it out if you can't take it.
Which is why I'm not stepping on next right now. Because if somebody stepped on my neck, that's like my business.
Yo, we're done. Thanks for listening, guys.
See you in the next episode.
Chilling. Laying in the cut though. Easy. Trying to see what up though. Brooklyn. Home of the cutthroats, notorious. Y'all know how the rest go sleeping. One eye open, too smart cause I'm always scoping. Watching, seeing how these lames look lazy. This how you get your frame took. Money, I got money. Money, I got money.